This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, yeehaw, everybody. Happy Sunday. What a beautiful day outside. The dogs were quite appreciative of the walk and the jog. And I hope those folks listening on Lexington's 95.3 are enjoying their Sunday morning as well. Let me thank the folks at Dixon Disposal for their support of WNRN. Dixon reminds you that you can reduce household garbage by purchasing products with reuse and recycling in mind. Small changes in your lifestyle can keep our planet green for years to come. And when Dixon's picks up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. Call them up at 434-978-2111. Online, it's DixonDisposal.com. All right, so many buttons to push. Let's see if I got this one right. Lee Channing, are you with me?
I'm right here, Rick.
Thank you so much for being here today.
I'm very happy to be here, as always.
Yes, well, it's always typically fires up the phone lines when Lee Channing is with us here on WNRN. And the fundraiser next week, so as you dial in or wanting to dial in or thinking back to the times that you did dial in, please remember us here on the Wake Up Call next Sunday. Listen to some bluegrass, follow us up with some Les Temps Purdue, get your old 80s and 90s, and during our hour, thank you for remembering us. Let your dogs listen to bluegrass. That's right. Lee, my friend Katie has a couple dogs, and one of whom is fairly still young, a year and a half, 2 years old, so still a lot of puppyish sounds. And folks, I'll try and step away from the microphone as I do this a little bit, but this dog is so excited in the mornings when we go to the park that when you get her in the car, you get hee, hee, hee. I mean, just this loud squealing of excitement. And we've discovered in the past few Sundays that if you turn on the bluegrass, she quiets down and just listens to Rusty and the music.
Of course she does.
As many of you probably do out there. I found that to be so...
The dog soother.
That's right. So if some of you have excitable dogs, just turn on the bluegrass. She sort of turns her ear to the speaker and just listens. It's actually quite amusing to watch, especially when you know the regular behavior. All right, so our guest today, Lee Channing. Lee is an intuitive analyst here in the Charlottesville area. Others use the word psychic right down the phone lines. We'll be taking your calls today. I think we've found in the past that Lee will take a call on just about anything, whether it's medical questions, lots of calls on love, careers, and we've had calls on animals the last couple times you've been on. We get a lot of calls about animals and pets, etc. Lee, I always feel the need to start with this question. How did you get this ability?
Oh, well, good question, and it is a good idea to tell people a little bit of background. When I was a child, I knew that I could talk with the animals, for lack of a better word, because it was interesting that the animals would sort of find my house. I would know when they were out there. I would know when they were sick. I saw lights and colors around people. So for me, it was very normal. But as a teenager, didn't seem so normal anymore. So I really didn't want to have any sort of what I considered at the time to be kind of odd energies and abilities. So I ignored that part of myself until my early 20s. And then I began to have extremely vivid clairvoyant episodes, which were actually quite frightening. They were car accidents and suicides and things that really got my attention. And of course, I thought I was losing my mind. This is just something that doesn't happen to regular people. So I worked with a wonderful psychologist, parapsychologist at UVA. And he told me that I was clairvoyant. I had never heard the word and didn't know what it meant. But I did a lot of research. I went to the University of Minnesota for several years and studied parapsychology. I turned my abilities down, not off, but way down, because I decided I wanted to understand what was happening and be in control of what was happening. So then I moved to Oregon. I studied with some professors in Oregon. I became a hypnotherapist and worked with past life energies and began to do energy reading. So I prefer to think it, I'm reading your energy as opposed to just psychically answering a question. So anybody who wants to call in, give me that permission, ask me a question. I never tune into anyone's energy without their permission, because I think it's ethical to do it that way. So I'm happy to talk to you about a relationship, and I'll certainly read that person's energy, but not too deeply without their permission. But I do simply read the energy that surrounds your question and give you my intuitive response. And seriously, it's like you said before, any subject is absolutely fine.
And how do you do this, by phone?
I do it by phone. I do it by the internet. Most of my work is international, whether I do it by email or by phone. In the beginning, I did psychometry, which means I had to be with you, and I would hold an object of yours. I would hold your eyeglasses or your watch. But as the years progressed, and I've done it for more than 30 years now, it became, I guess like everything else, with practice, I became much more comfortable doing it in any way. I'm comfortable doing it as long as I know your energy. You don't have to give me your name. We go through that every time. It's nice to have a name and call you, hey, Joe, how are you? But if you'd like to remain anonymous, that's fine, too. And some people like to ask questions about where they live. I do a lot of ghost hunting. I had an amazing experience last week with working with a house that was built in the 1700s. So if you have a resident ghost, we can certainly talk about that as well. But, you know, just feel free to call in with any question. And it's always such a fun show. So many great people listen to you, Rick. Thank you for having me here.
Well, I see that line two is already lit up red. I don't know if that's me failing to hang up earlier or someone's already on the line. But again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Jen is with us today. And there is someone on the line? There's not. So that's me failing to hang up properly. All right. And so now the phone line is open. Thank you. I always need a woman in my life to keep me going the proper direction. And Jen is here today with that.
I'm not going to comment on that, Rick.
And Lee Channing again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee has your business, whose name has somehow escaped me recently, and it's just down the road in Ivy.
Right, Spirits Evolving.
Spirits Evolving,
yes.
Thank you. I think I would know that by now.
It's only been about 12 years,
yeah,
I think decided.
You know, everyone has their moments. And I see the phone line ringing now. Lee, you work with color.
I do a great deal
sort
of work with color.
I guess if you have to pick amongst your abilities, it seems that color is your expertise.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. I wrote a book several years ago called Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, and I really find that part of my reading of energy is the colors that are very active in your energy. You know, we have seven energy centers with different colors associated with each one, and that tells me a lot about where your energy is, and it's a color is such an amazing tool to use energetically as well as, you know, realistically in your life. The colors that you wear, the colors that you surround yourself with, really do make a difference as to how your energy functions.
All right, let's take our first caller, although I believe this is anonymous.
That's fine.
Caller, are you with us? Hello, caller. All right, well, I tested these phones earlier. So, see, there you go. I know the phone does work through the radio board.
Well, tell anonymous to call back.
979-0919, and there it goes ringing again. Lee, we always sort of start with the clothes that I'm wearing to sort of give an example, the shirt that I'm wearing.
Absolutely.
And this is not a new shirt. I bought it before the summer, but new to you.
Absolutely. I've never seen that shirt before, and I'm intrigued and excited, Rick. It is just, it's very active for you. Usually you wear the kind of faded green or a little bit overwashed blue.
Yeah, you like to harass me about wearing old, well-worn shirts.
Well-worn, yes. Comfortable. Yes, that's you, Rick. Comfortable. Your energy is very comfortable, so that's a good thing. I love this shirt. It's got got numerous colors. I see purples and pinks and greens. It's a teeny bit preppy, which is not a bad thing. Preppy can be a good thing. It's light.
Sort of, it's the beach vacation-ish shirt.
It is. It, you know, it's a fun shirt. It has lots of good energy for your color. There, it's a lot of color, but it's still calm. See, the shade of the color makes a big difference. If those colors were a lot brighter, it would be a little too much. It would be a little overactive. This shirt is perfect for you. It shows energy. It shows awareness. It shows emotion because it has the green in it. It's actually a very bright, happy shirt, and I think it's one of the best I've ever seen you wear. So congratulations this time.
I think a friend needs to claim credit for this for determining that.
I wasn't going to ask what woman brought that for you.
That would look good on you. And I was like, really?
And she was right.
All right, Beck, our anonymous caller is dialed back. You with me this time?
Yes.
All right. Your question for Lee.
I used to, like, have girlfriends all the time, but now in the past 5 years since I quit drinking, I don't know how to socialize or go out to the bars anymore. And I'm just having a hard time finding a girlfriend. I'm just wondering what's going on. Do you have any kind of energy or anything you could share with me?
Well, thank you for calling. And now that's a really good question. And you, it sounds like to me you made some amazingly powerful and very good changes in your life. So don't, you know, I know you don't regret that and you won't, because when we have issues in our life, any sort of addictions, whether it's alcohol or drugs or sugar or relationship, it is such a wonderful thing to work with those and move past those. Now, that's not the reason you don't have any girlfriends. Maybe you are more careful now, which is a good thing. You know, maybe it was easier to get girlfriends when you were drinking because you didn't pay quite so much attention to how their energy reacted to you. You're much more sensitive now. And again, that's a good thing. Your sensitivity level is powerful. You have a lot of intuition, and I don't think you pay much attention to it. So it would be a really good idea to start paying attention to your own responses to people. Don't wait for a girl to come into your life. Go out to different places. You don't have to go to bars. You don't have to. You can go to a restaurant early. You'd go with friends. I feel like there are people that would enjoy your company that are already in your life. So that means from friends that are around, people that you see on occasion, pay more attention to those women. They don't have to be women who are attracted to you right up front, because I think you build friendships. So I think if you can work on that part of it, trusting yourself, staying on your good life path, because I think you found a better path, but being open to the women that are already around you. I don't think there's some woman that's waiting to come in, but I do believe there are people already there. But continue with what you're doing, because you have to learn to trust yourself more, because you've got a lot of good energy and a lot of intuitive energy. So put that to work for you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there's our first call of the morning, 11:12 here on WNRN's Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call. Our guest today, Lee Channing. Phone lines are open again, 979-0919. If you have a question for Lee, our first caller talking about love and relationships, Lee will take calls on animals, careers, health. Dial us up, and there goes that phone line again. We're going to keep Jen out there very busy today. So 979-0919. The toll-free number is 877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's 877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's the toll-free number for those of you maybe listening on the Lexington 95.3 or Richmond's 103.1. Lee, back to the colors. We were talking about my shirt.
Right.
And again, I don't want to say I tricked you, but the goal is to, I always try and wear something different. And this time I wore a shirt of different colors. I have a lot of shirts in my life. You know, I used to have the solo, polo style shirt, golf shirt. But this one, you know, I think had to be pointed out to me by my friend as something to wear, because it's not plaid, but it has that sort of big block plaid style. And something that has multiple colors on it, how do they not fight against each other?
Well, it depends on the colors. Most colors can be quite complementary for each other. And for you, this is really a powerful lesson, really, for you, because your energy is very calm, very well-grounded, all the good things, you know, very straightforward. So you tend to gravitate towards the one color because it doesn't overstimulate, doesn't confuse you. The shirt doesn't confuse you. In fact, I think it brings your energy up. Your energy feels higher and lighter today even than usual.
Easily confused.
Well, the shirt, if you look at the shirt and all the colors and just focus on it, all those colors together can be a little overwhelming. But for you, this particular shirt brings those energies up. Now, dark plaids would work for you as well. You know, the typical sort of flannel shirt in the wintertime. That would be really good for you. Big flannel flowers and other things like that don't quite fit for you. So, but this is perfect.
Yeah, I don't want to let callers think that the show is all about me, but it's, you know, but for people who, you know, you mentioned as we started, it has multiple colors, and someone who doesn't understand the color process, if the colors represent different parts of your life and different emotions, is how do you wear that to get what you want without sort of headbutting something that you don't want?
Right.
Let's come back to that. I have a caller.
Okay.
Another anonymous caller. You are welcome to be anonymous, but, you know, we're not asking for full names, first names, and where you live if you'd like to give them. Caller, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me, Rick?
Yes, we can. Your question for Lee.
My question is... more of kind of like some insight from Ms. Channing. I don't really want to give out my name because the issue is kind of sensitive, but I've got a situation with my family in which my grandparents gave over a power of attorney to my sister, and that is really affecting my parents, who wanted to be... how can I say it? They wanted to be there for my grandparents, but there's always been some strain in the relationship with them, and now that seems to have, generationally been inherited now, and that strain exists now between my sister and my parents. And, you know, I'm sort of caught in the middle of this whole thing, and I've just now had my first daughter and my only child, and I don't intend to have this sort of thing kind of continue on in my own life. So I'm caught in the middle of this whole storm, if you will, and I'm looking for, some sort of a insight to figure out what I should do. I mean, everybody's kind of asking me how I feel about it, and, you know, the truth of the matter is I'm really upset about the whole thing, and I don't really want to be around my grandparents, who are in their 90s, because I don't agree with what's happened, but at the same time, you know, they've been there for me over the years, and I feel kind of mixed up about the whole thing.
What a fantastic question. Seriously, and thank you for all the detail. You have no idea how many people listening to this show, and otherwise, of course, are dealing with similar family situations. They can be so energy draining, more so than you even realize. It sounds like you are quite aware, and you are already realizing the damage that this is doing to you first, and that's the most important thing. I will give you some strong input very quickly on your grandparents, just to touch their energy, you know, superficially through you. They really need your support. They have made the choice that was right for them. Are they thinking clearly? Yes, I think they are. Are they quite elderly and maybe they don't, they don't see things as some people do? Absolutely. But I think the only thing you can do is, number one, I believe you have to support your grandparents. That may well mean that you've got to go to your parents and say, listen, this is what I feel. This is what we have to do. You need to get yourself out of the middle, of course, but that's impossible when it's your family. So it would be easy for me to say, get out of the middle. You can't do that. But this can be something that can be worked through. I do believe that. There is a way to work through this. Occasionally, there are life situations where you cannot. I'm working with a woman in Europe now. There's just no way to make her family situation any better. She's just got to back away. I don't see that in your case. I think that you need to continue to stay in the situation. You need to respect your grandparents' wishes. And maybe if you go to your parents and say, listen, I don't have to agree with this, but I want to end this energy draining situation in our family. So let's all agree. I don't think your sister has any motive to do anything that would not be appropriate for the family or proper. Could that change in the future? Of course it could. When, you know, people that have power of attorney can use that. I actually have a power of attorney for a relative, and I know it, you know, it's an obligation that you have, and you really do need to take it seriously. But I think as far as you're concerned, you are probably one of the most aware individuals in your family. So you do need to take the responsibility of let's end this. It will never end because it's happened and it's over, but it can be made much better. So I think with you getting in there, trying to appease your parents in a very positive, powerful way, I think you can do that and make the situation a lot better. And thank you again. That was a wonderful question. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. I hope the right decisions are made. And thanks for the call into the studio. Lee Channing today, our guests. She's an intuitive analyst from Ivy, Virginia. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN rocks. Let me tell you the markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Partly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 50s, upper 40s in the valley. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Highs 70 to 75 right now. It's a nice day out there. Fair in the valley at 55, 63 in Lynchburg, 60 in Richmond, 63 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And support today also coming from The Backyard, UVA Corner's culinary secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue. The Backyard has a seasonal menu, daily specials, and a rotating list of beers on tap. Backyard now open on Sundays, serving brunch, and then a pub food menu until close. For more info, you can call them 434-202-8215. Online, it's thebackyarduva.com, and there's a Facebook page. All right, our guest again today, Lee Channing. Call us up with your question, love, life, medical issues, careers, animals. We try and do it all. And Lee, apparently Lazarus is with me today, and he has a question for Lee as his head in her lap. Again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And Lee, we have a fair amount of anonymous questions to start today. Lazarus, step aside. Lee, caller, your question for Lee.
Hello, I am a baby boomer daughter who is facing and taking care of an elderly mother. I have an older sister out of state and a younger brother with a family of his own, and I am the logical in line to be caregiver. And we have extreme mother-daughter issues, always have. And I have finally, amazingly, because I've asked many times before, tried to get my mother to go with me to a professional to, first of all, probably the only thing, learn the basic rules of communication, because she will not follow them. I like to say she pulls the mom card and, you know, still treats me as a child, and all conversations just end, you know, when she wishes. And I'm a very frank person, and I like to deal with issues, except for the inherited avoidance of issues that I got, you know, from the family, which I'm trying to overcome. So what would be the best type of professional that could coach us in how to speak civilly and, you know, set goals and make progress, that kind of thing?
Again, very good question. We've had really interesting questions this morning. It sounds like you've realized that on some levels you're quite like your mother. Don't throw the phone. Don't throw the phone, you know. But you really are. Your energies are quite similar. But then if there's a separation, it's as though if you put your hands together, you and your mother can be very close. But then as you move forward, you go to the right, she goes to the left. I don't mean that politically, of course. But, you know, you go in one direction and the other direction. I think the problem is that she will make some effort to change, but I don't think because of her childhood, what I sense is things in her earlier life that sort of keep her a little bit stuck in her way of doing things. So I think you're the logical, you use that word as well, but I think you're the logical choice to try to bend a little bit more. I know you've been very flexible already, and I think to go back to the very first comments, I think it is going to be an amazing learning opportunity for you to be the one to take care of your mother. So make sure you don't build up resentment or irritation with your brother or sister, because I think it's okay for you to be in this situation, as frustrating as it may be. But I do believe that, you know, a very even a friend, somebody that can come in and maybe sit with you all on occasion, once a month or once every couple weeks, to sort of let you talk back and forth, I think your mother would be willing to do that. But I think you're going to have to make most of the energy shifts. Really try to look at your mother, you know, as a human being, her positive attributes, her not so positive ones, because I believe this can get a lot softer. It still has sort of a metallic feel that, you know, both of you are sort of in a box, and you open the doors and you do care about each other, but it doesn't always work into communication. Now, communication is the blue energy center. It's that center in the throat. You all bring it down into the green energy center a lot, which is the center of emotions. So try to have your conversations and pick the emotions out of them. You can even do that as an exercise with your mother. What do you need to talk about? You need to talk about finances today. As you talk about it, see what emotions are coming up and stop each other in the middle and go, wait, are you feeling emotional about that? What emotions are you feeling? Well, I'm feeling angry, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling disappointed. At least you need to recognize those emotions, because I think when the two of you start to talk, the emotions get a little bit connected and out of control before you can stop it. So I would say start your conversations very slowly, very carefully. But I really do believe it can get better, and I feel that you're in the right place at the right time for your spiritual growth as well.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Thanks. I need it.
All right. Phone lines are open. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Again, phone lines are open for our guest today, Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst here in Ivy, Virginia, in the studio today. Lee, you were talking with our previous caller about sort of, you know, having the conversation in a tough relationship.
Right.
And you're saying, and there goes the phone line again. Excellent. We love to have the calls today. As someone who's been in a similar situation, not family-wise, but I think everyone can say that you've had a relationship at some point that you had a tough time communicating well without getting immediately emotional.
Right.
So how do you stop, or what ways do you stop and say, because there are plenty of people whose personalities would say, you want me to stop and tell you how I'm feeling right now? That's, you know, and do you wear a color that, you know, allows you to do that? Or do you have some conversation before you start that allows the person who may not be quite as, I don't even know the word they want, but might be willing to do that when normally they might not. That's not their traditional personality.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're asking. And what you have to remember is that in a conversation, say if they're the two of us in a conversation, who are you responsible for? Only yourself. If each of you begins a conversation with total, complete personal responsibility for that conversation, it can go better. If you converse from the Blue Energy Center, which is about words and sharing and truth, and you don't bring a lot of emotions into it, if it's an emotionally charged situation, you need to try to get the emotions out before you begin the conversation. If you're already angry at someone and you know that, and you know you need to transfer the information to them, but not the anger, you need to be able to look in the mirror and go, this has made me very angry. I'm very, very upset about this. So work it out in your own mind. Lambasting the other person is not a conversation. You know, it's a lecture. It's a very negative kind of information sharing. So try to do it with as little emotion as you can do that. You can go to someone and explain how angry they made you without giving them your anger. It's two separate energy flows. One are words and truth. The other is anger or fear or anxiety, whatever you're feeling. But you can separate those. And I mean, it takes a while. I mean, it's a process. Children could never do that. You make a child angry, they're going to scream and cry and be angry. They don't know that you can actually separate the emotions from the words and still get them out, but you can do it.
All right, our guest today, Lee Channing. Call us up with your questions for Lee. Again, health, love, family, career, all of it there. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is supporting WNRN today, and that's why we can have Lee on the program. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is where your happiness is their priority. At Blue Ridge, you can return gear and apparel purchases at any time for any reason. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is in Barracks Road, Charlottesville. They have three locations in Richmond. For more information, look for them online, brms.com. All right, Lee. We have a call from Keisha. Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. Your question.
I wanted to know about my career and my love life.
Oh, that's too general.
Are you going to be doing anything in the near future that's like different from what I'm doing now, or what should I be doing?
Got it. Good question.
Like my career.
Got it. Good question. What you need to do, let's separate those two first. Let's do career quickly. What I think you need to do in your career is your energy in general tends to move rapidly. You have a lot of energy, which is a good thing, but sometimes it moves almost too fast, and you start moving in this direction, and you go in that direction, and you can get yourself kind of worn out about things. So I would say in your career, you need to slow down a little bit and back up a little bit so that you can look at other options. It may well be time to consider some major changes, but you need to slow down first. Slow your energy down. It's like you're kind of, you know, rolling down the hill a little bit and things are happening and, you know, you're not real sure that these are decisions that you've made. So I would definitely slow down. Now, in your love life, it's almost the opposite, which is interesting. It's like you're doing this push-pull kind of thing. In a love life, I think maybe you've had things happen where you really don't always trust what's going to happen. You may not be willing to sort of take that leap into something new and something different. But there's a lot of static energy around you right now. And what that means is in every aspect of your life, whether that's your work or your home life or your relationships, your physical body, everything needs to really sort of come back into focus. It's like the things are going a little too fast or too slow. So just really ground your energy. Do some grounding exercises. Now, you can go to my website. It's spiritsevolving.com. I have a lot of free information on there. There's a lot of visualizations. You would do really well with doing some of the visualizations that help ground yourself. There's one called Grounding to the Earth, where you really just stop and take some deep breaths. You don't have to do some long meditations or this or that. Just be outside more, ground your energy, because it's almost like one side is trying to move too fast and the other side is trying to move too slowly. But you've got such good energy. You've got a lot of energy. So just for the next, I'd say the next 3 or 4 months, really slow everything down and analyze everything. And it's very personal. You don't even need to share a lot with other people. There are probably a lot of people in your life that you can share with, but I think I'd keep things very private, very personal, and focus on slowing things down, particularly in your career area, and get the big picture, kind of get everything back into focus.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Keisha, we appreciate the phone call. The phone lines are open now for your call with Lee Channing, 979-0919. I see the toll-free line is ringing, 1-877-967-6762. That's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, toll-free. Local is 979-0919. Lee, you mentioned the Spirits Evolving website.
Mm-hmm.
My memory is that for those who are maybe a little too embarrassed, they're just certain that someone will recognize their voice and then attach their problem to it. For those who are listening to this by podcast later, you can ask a question on the website, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. There's a little form that says a question, and you can go in there, and everybody, I respond to everyone, usually within a few days. So you can ask any kind of question. I just ask you to keep it specific and brief, and I'm happy to do that. So you can get that response. If you don't want to be on the radio, that's absolutely fine. And there's a lot of good information. I have a suggested reading area for books, and I have an animal healing circle for animals that may need help, any kind of animal. I've had everything from, you know, ferrets to goats to dogs and cats and horses and, you know, some really different things. And any time that your animal needs support, people can go to the Spirits Evolving Animal Healing Circle and just send them energy. So,
all right, we have a call. Michael from Mechanicsville. Hi, Michael.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Michael.
Question for Lee.
Yes, I have a pet question for my dog. His name is Rocky, and I rescued him years ago from a park. One of the people at the park who was having a picnic asked me if it was my dog. I said no, and he said he was hanging around a trash can. So I kind of coaxed him with some food the fella had and took him in. And he loves his home. We've got a really special bond. But he still has some trust issues. I believe he was abused, possibly by his former owner, and probably just dumped off. He loves his home, but when I pet him, when I try to pet around his head, he always lays his ears back, and he's a bit cautious. And I was wondering how to build up the trust issues.
Oh, very good question, and thank you. Most dogs don't need to be rescued from the park. It's usually rescued from the shelter, but no, that was perfect of you to do that. Thank you so much. And you're right, you've read him very well. No question that he was abused and dumped, maybe more than once, which is interesting. When I touch his energy, it feels like it's not just one area, one time period. It could have been maybe that more than one person abused him in some way. And I think he did spend a fair amount of time sort of on his own, which is never good for animals that have been with human beings. I mean, they're not wildlife. They are certainly family-oriented beings, whether it's their dog family or their human family. But I think with him, he has a lot of red energy, which is interesting. That's the base energy center. It's about body connection. It's about safety. So he really does have that. What I would suggest with him is that I would work a little bit with grounding his energy. Now, to do that with a dog, if he will let you, and he probably will, is to rub his legs. Start at the top of his legs. I would do both back and front. You may start with one leg and work on to do the other legs. But start with his back leg and just gently rub it down, just like you're pushing his energy into the ground. You can do it in the house. Better to do it, I think, out in the grass or you know, in the forest. But you can do it anywhere, but he's still not really grounded. He's not trusting. He's not, you know, he's not feeling comfortable in his own skin. So physically, that's something you can do, and that always makes a difference in our communication level. He knows exactly what you're saying to him most of the time. He's pretty open to communication. So again, you know, keep the words very, very simple, but tell him that he's safe. You know, you can use words like you're safe, you're fine. It may take even a longer time, and it may not happen. Depending on, you know, how it goes. It's not about you. It's about his energy because animals are basically trusting. But to get to the point that Rocky is. There was a lot of abuse and mistrust from his perspective. So I would work with him like that. You know, if he lets you work with his legs and do that energy, you know, give him the little treat. Whenever a dog is dealing with this kind of red energy, it's about how their physical body feels first. Then they go into the emotion. So make sure you get his physical needs met first. Make sure he loves his food. Make sure that he drinks plenty of water. I think to work with Rocky, it's all about working with his physical body. Then you sort of work more into the emotion. So I would try it that way for now. I'd say for months, not weeks, but for months I would mainly focus on, and if he puts the ears back, try rubbing the chest instead of his head. Just make sure that he's comfortable with you touching all parts of his body and really work with him physically. And I do believe he'll get more trusting.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Michael, and a thumbs up to you for taking Rocky home with you.
Thanks.
All right, the local line is ringing in, 979-0919. The toll-free line is also available. That's 1-877-967-6762, 1139 here on the Wake Up Call with Lee Channing.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, in this week's issue, when Albemarle County Schools adopted the SchoolNet data management system, administrators touted it as a high-tech tool that would increase efficiency. A Hook investigation shows the system not only made things difficult for teachers, but it nearly sabotaged high school seniors' applications. A yet-passed legislative bill would require university police to turn over more serious criminal investigations to local law enforcement agencies. And a recent Charlottesville City Council candidate claimed to own a business that he did not. The Hook, on newsstands now. Don't miss it. And support today coming from L. Oppelman's Central Virginia Complete Music Headquarters, continuously operated since 1890, Lynchburg, 909 Main Street. L. Oppelman's music department is now featuring acoustic guitars and banjos, mandolins and violins, as well as electric guitar packages. They also have complete drum sets. That's L. Oppelman, 909 Main Street, Lynchburg. Online, it's loppelman.com. All right, let's see. Let's take this call from Gary. Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
Question for Lee.
Yes, I have an awesome rescue dog that stalked me until I took her around 10 years ago. And wonder if you may have any insight as to what her life was like before she ended up at this boat landing, you know, east of Charlottesville, and she's become, you know, just an angel. She has never nipped or anything like that. Not too great with other dogs because she's jealous, you know, but the only problem I've had is I've gotten over all the other phobias or what I think was abuse, except for can't get a collar or a harness on her, and I'm taking a lot of time with that. And so if you might have any insight to what, you know, what that could be about, I'm kind of wondering just how she got there, because she is all that. She's that cute. You know, she's a beautiful dog, like 10 pounds. So we've got a great relationship. It would be convenient if I could just, without her being uncomfortable, to get her used to a collar or a harness. And that's when she just sort of shuts down. I get the impression that she was confined or jerked around or something. You get that? Or?
Right. Yeah. And again, good question. I love these animal questions. You know, I feel like she was not just confined, but stuck. As soon as you started talking about that, you know, I was seeing, I was seeing a dog with her head stuck in a can, you know, for lack of a better. I didn't get a picture of what her head was stuck in, but it may well have been, in fact, it sounds odd, but it could have been that it had to do with a moving vehicle, a car or an ATV or something that she was in the wrong place at the wrong time, literally, and got stuck in it. It was as though she was stuck somewhere and then got out or fell out. It could be that she was stuck in somebody's car and fell out in the wrong place. I don't think she was well treated, But oddly enough, I don't think she was dumped. I think her being lost was more of an accident, which is a good thing. But she's not very flexible. She's not a very flexible animal. I think that this all, something else happened when she was very young. So it may well have been that it can go all the way back to birth. I mean, maybe her mother had a terrible time. Maybe she was stuck in the birth canal. I really can't tell that part to go into that great detail. But I just feel like her energy, she's extremely claustrophobic around her head. That's very, very difficult to work with. And unless there's some sort of urgency, I would say to give up on it. I mean, I just think that enough patience, maybe, but I don't think it's worth the upset to either of you.
It's just on a rare occasion, like the park I go to the most, they have certain no leash days, but but it hasn't really been a problem. She gets the royal treatment, and she's actually fine with anyone petting her or anything like that.
Yeah.
I've taken her to assisted living places. They just love it. They remember her name and can't remember their offspring's name, you know.
That's okay.
She's just a...
Well, and you're doing a great job with her. I mean, it was a match made in heaven kind of thing. There was a plan here. We're not that with all of our animals, but in this particular connection, I can feel how strong the connection is, and it truly is. It's wonderful, and you're both so blessed to have each other. So keep enjoying it.
All right, Gary, thanks so much for your call. 11:44 in the wake-up call. Lee Channing here today, our intuitive analyst in the Ivy, Virginia area. All right, Lee, we got an anonymous caller. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Your question for Lee. Go ahead.
Recently, we went on vacation, and our dog Lucy went missing. I wonder if she can tell us whether she is dead, runaway, or hurt somewhere.
Oh, that's a good question, and a question that gives me an opportunity to say something as well. When people call me with lost animals, missing animals, the first thing they want to know is this animal still alive? The problem is sometimes that's difficult because when some animals die, their spirit leaves immediately, and I can pick that up and say that the animal is not in the physical body any longer. But occasionally, when an animal dies, the spirit will stay connected to the body for long periods of time. So the body is dead, but the spirit is still there. So it's a very interesting process. I don't feel that this animal wandered away. It was encouraged to leave by something or someone. Now, that can mean follow another dog. That can mean a human being taking it. I don't feel that this dog just wandered off. I feel like it was encouraged to leave. Do I feel the dog is definitely dead? No, I don't pick that up. But again, that's not something that's as clear as it could be, because this dog is a very energized dog. The dog has a lot of energy. So I would say continue to look, continue to do everything. I'm sure you've checked all the area shelters or neighbors and those kinds of things. I wouldn't give up yet. I would continue to look, even if it feels a bit frustrating, because this dog still has a lot of energy. I'm not sure she was, quote, kidnapped when I say lured away, but it could have been that she was encouraged to leave. Maybe it was to follow another dog or a person, but I really feel like it's still worth it for you to continue to look. Really visualize her and your energy coming back. Don't visualize her dead on the side of the road. Visualize the animal trying to get home on her own. Sometimes that works. Of course, sometimes it doesn't. But I would continue to work with it for now.
We recently got a new dog as well, and I wondered if she left because of that reason.
Well, not usually. It could be that the new dog encouraged it, but there was another reason for her leaving. So I would continue to work with seeing her come back. It could be that somebody, you know, that she's with somebody else. Maybe that's okay, but I would still continue to give it energy and make sure that you, in your own mind, you know, telepathically, you send the dog energy to say it's okay for you to come back home and let's see what happens. And I would give it a couple more months. I wouldn't give up on it yet to see what's going on. I don't feel that she's in any pain or off somewhere hurt. So,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for the call. Those are always the sad calls. We seems like we get one of those almost every time.
I wanted to tell you, if I can do it without crying, that one of my cats died this week. My dear Soda Pop, who was 21 years old. Most cats don't make it to 21. She had cancer at 15. She had radiation treatment down at NC State Vet School, and she'd been blind for 4 years. But she was the bravest little cat I've ever known, and she died very gently in her sleep on Wednesday morning. So I'm missing a cat this week, but boy, she made it very peaceful. She's been coming to me. I can't even grieve because she's so happy. She's been coming to me, sending me beautiful light energy, and telling me to take a deep breath.
Our guest today, Lee Channing, intuitive analyst from Ivy, Virginia. Call up with your question, 979-0919. That's 979-0919 and 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And please hang around after Lee and I leave, because Drew Thompson's going to be doing Les Temps Perdue beginning at noon. That's the best of 80s and 90s alternative. He'll have bands like U2 and Husker Du, Social Distortion, all brought to you in part by Caliente. And as always, requests are welcome on Les Temps Perdue. All right, let's take another call. Caller, your question for Lee Channing.
Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm curious about seeing if you can help me evaluate my shortcomings and where I'm at with my own energy. I guess I've had kind of a roller coaster ride for the time that I've been on the planet, of sorts, good and bad. And I've kind of, about 3 years ago, that were some of the crux of my problems kind of came to a disclosure of sorts, or a head of sorts. And I'm a happy person now. I haven't not always been happy. I'm just trying to find out if maybe you can help me to direct me to where I may have some shortcomings and where that, fuel is coming from, the energy.
Well, again, wonderful question, and I'm very blessed. I want to thank everyone for calling in. We have had such heartfelt questions today, and they've really touched me. And your energy is, you're dealing with one very deep energy issue right now, and that's trust. And it's mainly trust for your own decisions. It's trust about what you're doing in your life. You can't quite take that second step. You take the first step, but you don't take the second step into trusting yourself to do the next right thing. And you really need to work on that. You've got a lot of energy in that second energy center, which is the orange energy center. Now, it's about releasing any kind of addictions you may have. That can be to worrying. It can be to letting yourself get a little fearful. It can be any sort of reading too much sugar. Really work on your energy and see what you can find that you may not be trusting yourself about. Do you trust yourself to work a specific job? You know, how are you trusting yourself? That's the center of joy. When you said you're a happy person, that center demands joy. Just pure childlike joy. Literally, look at cartoons, read, go to see comedies, you know, read funny books, do things that really relax you. Go to the park and walk around and play and spend time with animals. That's going to continue to help you. You're on a good path. You have been moving in the right direction for some time, but you've invited in a lot of shifting energy in your life, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. You've got to be very careful with relationships right now. I'd say you've probably already been in this energy flow. I would say you're going to be in another year or so. But so you have to be very careful. Every emotion is possible in every relationship. So you want to make sure that you really stay very calm and very relaxed. The solution is to really be truthful to yourself. You remind me of someone I read last week. You need to talk to yourself in the mirror on a regular basis. How are you today? What made you the happiest? I know nothing makes us. It's how we respond to it. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Really go through each day, because you have a tremendous, everybody who's called today has had so much energy. It's wonderful. But you have a lot of potential, which is a word most people don't want to hear. But you have such potential to support other people, to support yourself, to really grow and do major things with this life. And you haven't quite put that picture together yet, but you're really working on it. So trust yourself more and really make an effort every single day to do the right things for you, to take good care of yourself.
Okay.
Best of luck, sir.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
All right, 11:52 here on the Wake Up Call. Winding down the show, but phone lines are open and available for Lee Channing, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for allowing WNRN to be on air today. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at Meade Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom T-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 434-296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. All right, Lee, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
As I've said a couple times throughout the hour, next week is the fundraiser.
Right.
In past fund drives, Lee Channing and Spirits Evolving has been kind enough to donate a session with you as a promotion to go with someone who may make the proper pledge for that. Can I ask you to do that again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have met some wonderful people through your show, so I would be happy to.
All right, so make the proper pledge next Sunday, please. I want to thank the Wake Up Call and NRN for things we've done in the past. Help us carry forward to do things in the future as we thank you for listening and supporting us. All right, 11:54, let's see. We got two callers online. And according to Jen, you were first. Alana in Midlothian, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Your question for Lee Channing.
Well, I consider myself a very caring, loving person, but I just can't get that reciprocated in my relationship, so I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I'm currently, I don't know what our status is, but I don't like the way I'm treated. I think I deserve more, but I just can't seem to quit.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. This relationship you're in does not feel healthy to me. Again, you can stay in it if you like, but I think what you need to do is everything is about timing, you know, and energy. And when you focus on other people and they focus back on you, what is their energy capable of? And I think in this relationship, there's just not much balance available in this relationship. So what I would suggest, and people hate it when I say this, but it happens pretty regularly, I would suggest that you have absolutely no romantic, intimate relationship for at least a short period of time. You know, months, not years, but, you know, go a few months. You know, you can certainly have casual movie dates or this or that, but really kind of clear that relationship energy out and start again. You know, give yourself a few months to just take care of yourself, because I think you need a clearer picture as to exactly what, not what you deserve, I don't always like that word, but it's true, but what you need, what you desire, and what's going to be comfortable for you. If not, you'll get into a relationship that's part of what you want, but it's better, particularly for your energy, because you take life very seriously. You have a lot of good energy to offer a relationship. Relationships are important to all of us. They're learning laboratories as well as support systems, but I think you should really, you know, spend some time. I would suggest no relationship for a while. Simply take care of yourself. Eat well, exercise more, focus on your physical body. Then, in a few months, decide, well, maybe now it's time I'll step a little forward.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Lana, best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, this is the Wake Up Call, 11:56 here on Sunday. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. I want to thank everyone who's listened today, made the phone calls, hopefully... Folks, we'll be back next week for the fun drive, and we got another anonymous caller. Caller, how are you?
All right.
Thanks for holding on. Your question for Lee.
It's almost similar to the last two callers. I have an addiction, and I was just wondering, maybe like the man a couple calls ago, maybe where the source of my energy is coming from, or maybe some good advice to work on my energy.
Okay, good idea. The very fact that you're calling is a step in the right direction, because you do want help. Some people don't want help. They come to me or someone else. They go to a therapist or a friend and they go, you know, I really want to stop that habit. I want to stop smoking, drinking, using drugs, whatever it may be. I want to stop that relationship, but I'm not able to do it. What do I do now? How do I do this? And they really don't want help. You are ready for help. You are much stronger than you give yourself credit for. So you really need, addictions come from the Orange Energy Center. That's the center of herbs. That's a center of drinking lots of good water. It's a center of taking good care of your body. And the healing center is the throat center. So you really want to be truthful to yourself. You have a lot of people around you who may not be good influences. So really make a bigger effort to surround yourself with people who support you and don't support your habits, don't support any of your addictions, because you really can do it. You have to trust me on that. You have a lot of energy inside. You've got a lot you want to do with this life, and you're stepping in the right direction, so you keep it up.
Okay.
All right, caller. Thank you so much. It is 11:59 on the wake-up call. Someone just rang in. I'm sorry, there's not time left to take another call and with Lee to give the answer needed. But, again, spirits, that's a plural word, S-P-I-R-I-T-S, evolving.com. That's Lee Channing's website. And Lee does allow one question, typically a little more specific, correct?
Yeah, if it's specific, you know, the more specific the question, the more specific the response. And people don't always understand that. If you just say, tell me about my career, I can do that. But say, tell me about that particular job option, and you get more, really, you get more information with a more specific question.
And I see Lazarus had his head in your lap more than once today. Did he have a question?
Oh, he's been so supportive. He's such a loving dog. He's beautiful. You know, I have a one-eyed cat, and this is a one-eyed dog. Lazarus says he loves the cool weather, but he's worried about being cold. So you need to make sure.
We do live in a log cabin. So
you've got to make sure to keep him warm this
Lazarus
winter.
Lazarus should bring in more firewood. All right, Lee.
He needs a jacket.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy it so much.
Well, and thanks to all the callers and listeners. And again, next week is Fun Drive, a Sunday for the wake-up call. Please, we'd appreciate your support and suggestions on future programs. And we will have a session with Lee Channing available for the proper pledge. All right, folks. Les Temps-Perdue up next.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.